Welcome to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message, entitled Believing is Seeing, is given by Pastor Bob Geckler. A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever felt the presence of someone either recently or long gone? We can call them by any number of names. Ghosts, spirits, illusions, specters, phantoms, and apparitions. Regardless of how we name them, some will believe they exist and some will not. Depending on one's beliefs, we may try to explain away such appearances as dreams, wild imagination, hallucinations, or as realities. Indeed, we do hear of such appearances or presences speaking to individuals in dreams in several Bible stories. Tall tales or actual events? That's up to you to decide for yourself. Not too far into our marriage, I was struggling with a number of issues, trying to learn to be a good husband and perhaps even more challenging, how to be a stepdad. I felt so completely overwhelmed and even scared. My dad had died not long before Karen and I reconnected after many years. And one night, while I was feeling so lost, my dad appeared. Whether in a dream or in that never-never land between being awake and asleep, I truly don't know, but I knew it was him. He comforted me and told me everything was going to work out and be all right. It certainly left quite an impression on me. Jesus had been put to death, buried, and some reported that he was risen. But no matter, he was not in the tomb any longer. The disciples gathered together to support one another, not sure just what to think, but certainly afraid of what was next and what would happen to them. They locked the doors and tried to relax. The next thing they knew, Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you." He showed them the very real injuries to his body, a gashed side and nail holes through his hands. He spoke to them again and told them to receive the Holy Spirit and more. The disciple Thomas was not there that night. And when the others told him of seeing Jesus, he said that unless he saw for himself, he would not believe their story. Are we much different? Jesus did then appear when Thomas was present a week later, and he showed him the injuries, knowing that Thomas needed to see for himself. Thomas then made that wonderful proclamation of faith, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him and to us, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Seeing is believing. But believing is seeing also. You and I cannot see face to face the risen Jesus. We cannot see and touch those who have gone before us. But that doesn't mean they are not present. Amen. Do you fully realize what we celebrated last Sunday? Easter, the resurrection from the dead of our Savior, Jesus, the Christ, the chosen one of God. All that is fine, but does it really matter? Yes, it really does matter, and it matters a lot. Jesus showed us that God is the God of the living and of the dead. That through God, life does not end when our breath leaves us, but can go on forever. That is not easy for us to comprehend, and it wasn't easy for Jesus' disciples either. But Jesus appeared to them so they would know for sure that he was alive, even though they saw him crucified and buried. We see Jesus alive, and others too, when they appear to us in various ways. We cannot touch them and physically interact with them, but that doesn't mean they are not present. They certainly are. But we need to believe. It's really very simple. When we accept what has been offered to us, it is ours. Eternal life. We don't know just what form that will take, but it's ours. If we truly believe and accept Jesus and follow him. Believing is seeing. When we believe, really and truly believe, we will see the gates of heaven open to us. We will see God's hand at work in our lives, and we'll see the presence of his holy angels. Believe it, see it, and welcome it. Amen. And may we be in the spirit of prayer once again. Lord Jesus, we are so often like Thomas. We want to see in order to believe. But we need your Spirit to help us to believe so we may see the many signs all around us. May we trust you and accept your promise that we, your followers, shall also inherit eternal life. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message entitled Believing is Seeing was given by Pastor Bob Geckler. Our church gathers for worship and fellowship Sundays at 12 noon in the meeting room of the First Presbyterian Church, located at 60 Bell Boulevard in Lehigh Acres. You can contact us by email at locc.lehigh@yahoo.com. And now, may the love and grace of our Lord Jesus dwell within you.